From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The United Nations Security Council is condemning what it called those acts that resulted in the loss of lives when Israeli commandos boarded ships trying to break Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip. The president of the council, Mexican Ambassador Claude Heller, read a statement early this morning that it took diplomats hours to work out.
We believe that an impartial investigation has to deal with all the issues that are involved with this incident, all of the acts of violence that have created this deadly incident.
Nine civilians were killed in the incident. The Security Council statement is weaker than what was demanded by the Palestinians and some Arab nations. It was revised because of objections by the U.S. There have been more demonstrations against the Israeli raid, including this one outside the Israeli embassy in Washington. Linda Gradstein reports one issue facing Israel now is what to do with the hundreds of activists who were seized during the raid.
An Israeli government spokesman said more than 600 activists, most of them Turkish, were being held in an Israeli jail in southern Israel. About 50 had agreed to be deported, and 30 were in hospitals receiving medical treatment. Most of the detainees were from the Turkish-flagged ship, the Marmara, where the violent clash between Israeli naval commandos and the activists occurred. Five other smaller ships were towed into Israel without violence. A spokesman for the Turkish government said Turkey is sending planes to bring its citizens home. Israel faces growing international condemnation and calls to lift the siege of Gaza, controlled by the Islamist Hamas. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Al-Qaeda is confirming that the group's number three official, who was its operational leader in Afghanistan, is dead, killed in an apparent U.S. missile strike in Pakistan's tribal region over the past 2 weeks. Mustafa al-Yazid was one of the group's founders. In Afghanistan, NATO and Afghan troops have retaken control of a mountainous district in the northeastern part of the country that the Taliban had captured. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has more from Kabul.
The main government compound there was abandoned by Afghan forces over the weekend after hundreds of Taliban fighters poured in from nearby Pakistan. NATO says the Afghan forces secured the district center without firing a shot, suggesting Taliban fighters left ahead of time. On Monday, they were pounded by U.S. airstrikes, which targeted a cave network used by the militants' commanders. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
BP is making final preparations for its latest attempt to stem the flow of oil that's gushing into the Gulf of Mexico. A key step will be cutting off the bent riser pipe at the top of the rig positioned above the wellhead. Attorney General Eric Holder will be in the Gulf Coast region today to meet with the attorneys general of the states affected by the oil spill. This is NPR News from Washington. Rescue efforts in Guatemala are being hindered by washed-out roads and bridges following the severe flooding in that country, so crews are making use of helicopters. Helicopters are airlifting emergency workers as well as relief supplies to towns and villages cut off by the floodwaters that were triggered by the powerful tropical storm that has pounded Central America. The severe weather is being blamed for at least 150 deaths. It's been a year since the killing of Dr. George Tiller, one of the few doctors in the U.S. who performed late abortions. A candlelight vigil was held in his memory last night in Kansas. Carla Eccles of member station KMUW reports Tiller was shot while he was serving as an usher at his church.
About 100 people attended the vigil in Wichita, holding lighted candles labeled Trust Women. Some held up signs including Dr. Tiller, American Hero, and Keep Abortion Legal. Amber Versola, chapter president of Kansas City Metro National Organization for Women, told the crowd, "Remember Tiller and his work."
Dr. Tiller's work played a crucial part in making sure that history didn't repeat itself. His work made abortions accessible to women in their time of need. Dr. Tiller's murder didn't lessen the need for the service he provided. Now that Dr. Tiller is gone, we need other physicians to pick up where he left off.
Attendees say they came in part to support a woman's right to choose. For NPR News, I'm Carla Eccles in Wichita.
The Army psychiatrist accused in the killings at Fort Hood, Texas, will be in a military courtroom today, his attorney asking for a delay in the case until early October. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.